It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Maroon 5 announced their Red Pill Blues Tour in support of their sixth studio album of the same name. They'll be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in 2018, and we'll be giving away tickets all next week with Ticket Tag. Isn't that right, Joe?
Hell yeah, it is. Tag, you won.
Kristen, I think, right? That's how it works.
Kristen Bell says Veronica Mars will most likely be coming back to the small screen. During a Facebook live chat, Mars co-star Ryan Hansen was asked about the show's future and decided to call Kristen. She said, "We're willing to put the effort in. I mean, if I have to do it as Murder, She Wrote at 80, we're going to do it. It's going to happen." Kristen said creator Rob Thomas and I email about it every couple of months or so. And personally, I think, and I think Rob probably agrees, is that A, we'll never make the fans pay for it again. And she also said that it would most likely be a miniseries so that it didn't overlap with her full-time gig with the NBC comedy The Good Place.
I thought you were going to talk about Veronica Vaughn because she has got a nice butt.
I don't know her.
Oh, you don't know Veronica Vaughn?
No.
Google her butt. Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Ashley Judd was one of the first high-profile speakers and actresses to speak up against Harvey Weinstein, and now she's speaking out for the first time publicly since her story was told in an explosive New York Times expose. In an interview with Diane Sawyer on Good Morning America, Ashley talked about what she would tell Harvey now if she saw him.
What I would say to Harvey is, I love you and I understand that you are sick and suffering. And there is help for a guy like you, too. And it's entirely up to you to get that help.
A source close to Kendall Jenner says that the model and Clipper star is dating Blake Griffin. Or no, the model is dating Clipper star Blake Griffin. They've made their relationship official. The insider said they're legit. They're a full-on couple. Kendall's been going to a lot of his games, and they've been enjoying time at home when Blake is in town. They're good.
Ooh.
LeBron James joins James Corden in the web series Carpool Karaoke, set to drop October 31st on Apple Music. In the teaser clip, the two Jameses act out a cop drama skit complete with Usher's Yeah and Michael Cimbello's Flashdance theme, Maniac.
Yeah, 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 yeah. She's a maniac, maniac on the floor.
James and James, buddy cop movie. Now let's get one thing straight. We ain't partners and we never will be. You understand, old man?
Oh, man. You're 6 years older than me.
Selena Gomez will perform her new song, Wolves, for the first time ever during the AMAs, the American Music Awards, on November 19th. Here's a little bit of it. I love it.
I've been down the darkest alley, saw the dark side of the moon to get to you, to get to you. I look for love and every stranger, took too much easy anger, all for you, yeah, all for you.
Yeah, the performance will also be Gomez's first since she had a kidney transplant earlier this year. The AMAs will air on ABC on Sunday, November 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Coldplay responded to Fox News' claims that Radiohead is just a poor man's Coldplay. Fox News host Greg Gutfeld added that Radiohead is a fine band, but they stole everything from Coldplay. Coldplay responded via Twitter joking, "Finally, somebody had the kahunas to say it." And Nicki Minaj is tired of sexism and gender inequality in hip-hop. She's sick of not receiving the same treatment as the guys. She tweeted, "In any field, women must work twice as hard to get even half the respect of male counterparts. When does this stop? Putting people in the same sentence as me after my 10 years of consistent winning. What are you teaching them? They'd never do this to a man. The greats collaborated with Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cole because they're dope MCs. They collabed with Nicki because someone pulled a gun to their heads. That is the garbage."
Thank you. By the way, I cannot stop looking at this Veronica Vaughn photo. Oh my gosh. Just hop on Google, Alex, if you've never seen Veronica Vaughn.
Who is she? Is she an actress? Is she a singer?
Come on, MYK, you know who Veronica Vaughn is, right?
I have no idea. Are they going to take the computer away if I Google her?
No, why?
Veronica who?
You guys are Veronica Vaughn. She's got a fine butt.
Veronica Vaughn? I'm seeing Billy Madison?
Okay.
A fictional character?
Yes, Veronica Vaughn.
Bridget somebody? The actress's name...
Am I the only one that enjoys an Adam Sandler movie on this show?
Bridget
Joe and Alex
Wilson
Show.
Sampras.
Tweet us. Did anybody get that reference there that I laid out there 17 times?
Yeah,
17
I remember
times
this
indeed.
Chick. 17 times indeed.
There's zero photos of her behind.